This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Another week of the Bob Tuscan Show. Glad to be here. What did I miss this weekend? Let's see here. Some of the top headlines. Obama pushed to hit Syria, takes detour. Well, it's about time, but there's more to that, as you all know. We'll talk about that in just a second here. George Zimmerman's wife tells cops he punched her dad, had a gun, blah, blah, blah. Oh, geez. Is this guy in the news again? What a distraction. Oh, and Miley Cyrus. All right, well, that just about does the lamestream media coverage of things. Now it's time for Our Take, and joining me, as always, is our good friend and colleague, Steve Starrs. What's up, Steve-O?
Oh, glad to be with you, Bob. Of course, we're waiting on the eve of the presidential speech or the pep talk or whatever you want to, or the propaganda charade conducted tomorrow night by President Barack Barry Sotero Obama. And, of course, the rhetoric goes on as the time seems to be ticking away for cooler heads to prevail in this. Discussions about the Russians intervening to keep a check and an international control on the gas weapons that Syria does possess. They've been there a long time. And, of course, this is the question, will the United States take any bid just because Syria offers to allow international forces to monitor these WMDs or whatever you want to call them, these gas sources? I don't think that's part of the issue, Bob. I think, you know, it's just something that they're using to propagate a war here, and I don't think the U.S. is going to take seriously any international monitoring of Syria's weapons as a deterrent to this war. That's just my guess, but we'll see how that works out. Obama's saying now, of course, that that might be on the table, but they just want to get rid of those weapons anyway. And it just doesn't help their agenda. So is it going to prevent a strike? I don't think so. But anyhow, we're going to be waiting to see. Now, I know you have a great show lined up tonight with the Rad Chick. She's going to be on. I've done some interviews with her. She is very articulate, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to Fukushima. You're going to learn a lot from her.
And yeah, that's right.
I'm going to be listening in. I'm going to duck out and just listen in on that show. But in the next hour or next 2 hours, I guess, she'll be on with you, right, Bob?
That's exactly right. Coming up in the final 2 hours of the show tonight, we'll have Christina Consolo, who is a Fukushima researcher and radiation expert. And she's got some startling information to break down in regards to Fukushima. It has not gone away. You know, we've been talking a lot about Syria and the conflicts that could potentially come from that, not just with Syria, but with Iran, of course. And I heard Barry Sotero today talking about how Iran is really the target in all of this. But Fukushima remains a threat to life as we know it on this planet, bottom line. And the fact of the matter is you aren't hearing about it from much of the lamestream media, let alone the alternative media. So it's, or other way around. You haven't heard about it from much of the alternative media, let alone the mainstream media. You get the point. So the idea is that we're going to do a two-hour special kind of a comprehensive look, Steve, at where we stand with Fukushima, the threats involved with that, where it's all headed, and more importantly, what we can do about it, if anything. It's important we take a look at mitigation and how we can protect ourselves and our families from this crazy situation known as the Fukushima disaster. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. But first, Steve, there's, well, a lot going on with Syria. Representative Riddell, Trey Riddell, I'm not sure where is he from, Florida, Republican from my home state here of Florida. He tweeted something fairly interesting, saying that playing along, we have had 989 phone calls in the last few days on Syria. Can you guess the number in support? Keep in mind, it's almost 1,000, big number.
Okay, maybe 22, 25?
Four. Out of 1,000 people who called.
4,400. You said 400, right? 400?
No. Four out of 1,000 people who called Trey Riddell, a Republican representative from the state of Florida, congressman from the state of Florida, supported the military intervention in Syria. There seems to be some overwhelming support on this. Here's what my take is these days, Steve. Here's where I think this is all going to head. I don't think they're going to actually do it. I don't think it's actually going to happen. I think what they're doing is they're starting to beat the war drums as loud as possible to get us on the edge of our seat, only then to, well, say, oh, the people spoke here. But you know what's going to happen a year from now, Steve? A major false flag attack.
Yeah.
And it might not take a year, it might take 2 years. But at the end of the day, I think what they're trying to do, and I don't know if I'm right here, this is just me thinking out loud. I think what they're trying to let us in on is that, you know, they're really considerate of our feelings and the fact that out of the 1,000 calls, 996 of those calls to Trey Riddell, and this is probably the trend for most senators. I mean, this guy's a Republican, mind you. So that means his district might have traditionally been more of a warmongering district. But these days, warmongering really transcends the left-right paradigm. In fact, I've heard from the left more war-based rhetoric than I would have ever imagined. In other words, they're saying, well, because of humanitarian reasons and because we're deeply concerned that a genocide is taking place, and it's almost become this hippy-dippy, you know, rhetoric that, oh, we have to save the children, Steve-O. We got to watch out for the children. And, yeah, I get that line of thinking, and it's nothing more than emotional-based propaganda that they're playing on. But it's very startling to see this all take place. And I think, Steve, that they're going to, at the very edge of our seats, tell us, oh, no, it's okay. We're not going to actually do this. And then when we least expect it, a little bit on down the road, we will see a full war, not just with Syria, but with Iran. And they're already embedding that Iranian puzzle piece into our minds. And Barry Sotero has stressed this most recently. I even heard, guess who, talking about this today, Steve-O?
Mr. Dershowitz again, or who else?
No, it was close. It was Rush Limbaugh. He was on the radio talking about this. And if he's talking about the Iran picture coming up out of nowhere, then, well, it's probably something that we should take note of. Because even he, not because we should take note of it, because he's saying, because obviously he's a, you know, propaganda artist in his own right, but I think it's interesting that he's pointing out in this left-right paradigm that the Iranian situation is being presented to help sell the war with Syria, and I think at the end of the day, it will require some sort of false flag.
Yeah, it's a whole dilemma here, and of course, as I mentioned before, the night's up to this, Bob, they're not talking about Lebanon. Dershowitz didn't mention it. There's no mention at all of Lebanon. And people do not realize the severity of the situation in southern Lebanon with Hezbollah, now rearmed since they repelled Israel in 2006 with much more lethal weapons. This is actually the part of this that no one's talking about. Because, let's look at it this way. You have one government, Israel, one government, Syria. But you have two different rebel, uncontrollable groups. You have the Syrian rebels, who are infiltrated by al-Qaeda, a bunch of thugs who are not from Syria. They are hired mercenaries, death squads, that was so aptly put by Brandon Tuberville on the show the other night, Bob. And then you have Hezbollah, another ragtag group who have reinforced their position in southern Lebanon with weapons that are far more lethal than they were in 2006. No one is talking about this. But here's the thing, Bob. Our diplomatic officers and people are being evacuated from Lebanon right now. So this whole issue about Lebanon is going completely under the covers in terms of being noticed as the aspect into this. Yes.
Well, we'll continue to keep our eyes on that, Steve. And when we come back, I want to tell you how Steve's home state of Colorado is ground zero in the effort to replace anti-gun legislatures. Why is that? Well, we'll get to that in just a second. And also, don't forget, Dennis Rodman is trying basketball diplomacy with North Korea. We don't have to worry about them anymore because the rat's on the case. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
In 2 days, it will be the 12th anniversary of September 11th. And we will be doing our due diligence to commemorate a Carolines. Yes. I can't believe in 12 results. And, well, majority of people are still fairly asleep, even if they are awake to what really happened. I see this response of, well, yeah, so what? We were lied to about the largest terrorist attack, false flag terrorist attack, mind you, in our lifetime. So what if we were lied to about it? What can we do about it? Well, it's important we do something about it, and it's important we continue to represent what really happened and not the false history, his story, which is a farce, a conspiracy theory at its finest. That's the real conspiracy theory. That guys with box cutters took down these buildings and created this orchestrated attack against the finest military in the world. That's the real conspiracy theory. So on, Wednesday, September 11th, 2013, the Bob Tuscan Show will have a special with all different guests and a look at where we're headed, where we're going to go from here. I try to do this every year, and it's very near and dear to my heart, and I hope you'll join us for that. I was telling you, Steve, about how your home state of Colorado is ground zero in the effort to replace anti-gun legislators, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening here. There's a story from the Denver Post today. They're recalling the Senate leader, the state Senate leader, John Morris. Senator John Morris is a recall. Republicans are dominating in the early part of it. Here's the story from the Denver Post. It says, Republicans continue to dominate in the recall election of Senate President John Morris, a Colorado Springs Democrat, who faces ouster for his support for stricter gun laws in the 2013 right. session.
And he's not the only one, Steve. State That's Senators right. Angela Giron is another one they're trying to recall, and the effort to replace these two legislators is expected to have reverberations across the country as Democrats struggle to determine whether to, again, try and limit the rights of law-abiding gun owners. So this has backfired on them, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. They've had something like 52 of the 60 sheriffs all come out and say they're not going to enforce these laws because it's just, it's unconstitutional. It's too expensive. It's impossible to do. And they're not going to be bothered with it. So you've got the county sheriffs all over Colorado saying no. And you've got some real problems already. Of course, it's been focused, the whole nation has been focused on two things that were passed in the last election. Of course, the legal pot laws, of course, and also the gun legislation. And so Governor Hickenlooper even worries about making a mockery of the Democratic process. He says, well, what do you mean a mockery of the Democratic process? I mean, where were those of us who voted for these things on these measures? These weren't state referendums. These were Democrats in the state house, and they're being recalled and thrown out. And it looks like he may go down. I'm hoping he does. Of course, you know, I live in northern Colorado, and we're talking about the state NOCO, you know, northern Colorado. We're talking about seceding from the state of Colorado right now. I think that's a fantasy. By law, it can't happen unless the state legislature approves and then the U.S. Congress approves. But, I mean, what the heck? Let's put it on the ballot anyway, just to voice our disapproval of the whole thing. But the point is simply this, that we have a lot of sheriffs in the state who are not willing to abide by this, and they stood up against Obama and against Hickenlooper and stated thusly that they weren't going to enforce these laws. So, I mean, now, you know, it's a battle, but this is the high ground. I mean, Colorado has been a test state for so many things over the years, Bob. And if they think they can get it to fly here, they can get it to go all over the country. That's why they use us for these kinds of measures, trial balloons.
Yeah. All right, back to Syria for a second, Steve. You mentioned our friend Dershowitz.
Yes, Dershowitz.
Well, he is back in the news today, actually. You want to know what he said this time?
I'm sure it was more nonsense like last time, but go ahead and surprise me.
Dershowitz, the supposed civil rights lawyer. Yeah. I have a hard time calling him a civil rights lawyer. The Zionist shill Harvard law professor had this to say recently about the possible conflict in Syria. He says the Constitution says that the Congress shall have the power to declare war. This is not something that requires a declaration of war. We don't want to declare war on Syria. That would be absurd. Plainly, the Constitution is inadequate to this situation. It's an 18th century document, and we're dealing with a 21st century problem. So Dershowitz basically using the, it's just a GD piece of paper line. And he goes on to say in an interview with Steve Malzberg, a new talk show host that is a Zionist shill for Newsmax. He's the Newsmax guy, Steve Malzberg. You seen this guy around yet, Steve?
Not yet. I remember Chris Ruddy, but not Steve yet. So
Steve Malzberg. He's I guess the Newsmax guy, the constitutional wannabe. Well, I guess he's not even a wannabe because they're flat out, along with Dershowitz, suggesting that this is, well, dated and not something that we should base our decision here. But he says that Barry Sotero will back down from a strike on Syria. And he's basically calling Sotero out, a.k.a. Obama. He's saying that Obama will back down if Congress votes no. That's Dershowitz for you.
Well, there is a story here, you know, that was by Brett Lagarello in the Business Insider dated September 9th today. President Barack Obama said Monday that he would absolutely, quote, absolutely put plans for strikes on Syria on hold, Bob, as you said, if Syrian President Bashar al-Assad gave up control of his country's chemical weapons. Absolutely, if in fact that happens, Obama said in the interview with ABC News' Diane Sawyer, which was on one of six interviews he gave at the White House on Monday. Obama's comments came after a day of unexpected developments in the Syrian situation. Secretary of State John Kerry first made what appeared to be an offhand remark in London early Monday, suggesting that Syria could potentially avoid a U.S. attack if it handed over every single bit of its chemical weapons to the international community in the next week. Now, as I said in the beginning of the show, I don't think that's really the issue. They want to attack Syria. They created this false flag attack. They poisoned people who were even members of the Syrian army. So it's not likely that this was a mistake. This was, as everybody has said, including the Russians, so many different examinations of this thing. This was a false flag attack, another one. And even Rush Limbaugh is using the FF word, or in his word, frame, but false flag, when we're talking about what's happening over here. It's just like what you said with 9/11, Bob. People are getting hip to these terrorist attacks perpetuated by the U.S. government. It's wearing very thin, and a lot of people are starting to wake up. Even liberal Democrats are starting to admit, yes, we have been deceived, and we can't be going along with these things and goaded like a bunch of dead frogs with electrical prods to jump into every situation that the government prompts via terrorism. So that's one of the thoughts there. Your comments, Bob, what do you think?
Well, Steve, I don't know. I really, at the end of the day here, I don't know where this is headed. I think they're playing their cards. They're keeping their poker face. And we shall see. Only time will tell, as they say. Steve, when we come back, I want to tell you about how the Koch brothers have made an offer to buy a pretty obscure company, and we'll discuss why that is. The infamous Koch brothers are back at it. And I also want to tell you about how Raytheon, the defense contractor, is already cashing in on Syria before it's ever happened. Stand by.
The Bob Justin.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Steve, do you know the Koch brothers?
No, I don't. Well, I know
AKA they're the Koch brothers.
Ah, Koch brothers, yes. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, did I mispronounce your name? I'm sorry.
Koch.
You
know.
Excuse me. So the Koch brothers, they have made an offer to buy a new company. Of course, they have all sorts of different manufacturers and oil pipelines and paper towels. They own Brawny paper towels. And they also have bought up a tremendous amount of silver, from what I understand, manipulating the markets there. Well, they've offered $7 billion for a company called Molex. Ever hear of them?
Molex?
Yeah, Molex. Yeah, maybe that's how it's pronounced. I don't know.
Molex, I don't know. I don't know.
It's the Bohemian Grove. No. Molex is a company that produces an obscure electronic plug for the likes of Apple and others.
Oh.
$7.2 billion for Mullock. Now, here's my connection here. So we know that they're buying up a lot of silver, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What does it take to make these computer products?
Some sort of conductive metal, which was probably a little better than copper and aluminum. And I think there's one more. Gold. No. It's, what would it be? Well, there's one more. The best conductive metal, which I would use, would be silver.
Wow. Ding, 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 ding. Steve-O gets a prize, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Producer, do we have any t-shirts to give him?
No. How about a brawny t-shirt, you know, with a brawny guy, you know.
A t-shirt made of paper towels.
Right, to clean up oil spills. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, they're buying this company for $7 billion, and although it might seem strange to the unsuspecting individual, I think there's something to that, and I think it's connected to the metals market. I could be wrong. Maybe Paul Drogden will have to come in and school us, but I think that's what's going on there, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I would like to spend some time, and we'll talk about the metals market down the road when we can really spend some time with it, because, you know, there's an old saying, it's kind of funny, there was a guy who was on the corner, he was selling apples for $2 a piece, and somebody walked up to him and said, hey, you know, you're selling your apples for $2 a piece? He said, yeah, that's right. He said, well, the guy down the street is selling them for a dollar. He said, well, why don't you go down and buy some? He says, well, he doesn't have any. You know, so I mean, that's kind of what's happening with the metals market right now. They're speculating on these prices, but they don't have the metal. Gold mining has virtually shut down, friends. The mines, most of the mines are not even doing any exploration because they can't produce gold for less than $1,400 an ounce, somewhere in there. Now, there's some, I'm sure, slave labor places. Silver is even worse, Bob. So we're looking at a very, very big potential silver shortage coming, and everybody's known this for a long time. They have not kept up with silver demand for over 10 years now. Well, maybe 12.
Well, the Koch brothers stand to profit from that and continue to manipulate the market. So there you go.
Yeah.
How nifty. Let's see here. Barry Sotero hits a record low in his approval ratings. No big surprise there. A poll says Americans say Assad used gas but opposed the strike. So they've brainwashed the American public to think that it's a legitimate thing that he used the gas. But they still oppose the strike, so...
Yeah, they still don't... I mean, it's amazing that even in light of all of that, people don't, you know, they still don't follow this. They're sick of war. I mean, what can you expect, you know, after all these endless wars? I mean, my God, this has gone on longer than Vietnam. And I remember how awful that was during all that time.
You know who's not sick of war, Steve?
Barry Sotero, John Kerry.
Well, a company called Raytheon. Ever hear of Raytheon?
Yes, I know Raytheon well.
Well, they're already seeing a huge stock jump at the prospects of launching a Tomahawk missile with defense giant producers into Syria. In this next clip that I want us to listen to from Lip TV, they talk about how they have profited already and how the defense lobby has nudged our representatives closer to war to line their pockets. Wow. Surprise, surprise. More and more of the same old folks. Listen to this. Here's a clip about Raytheon.
It's been said that there are no winners in war, but don't tell that to the people who own stocks in Raytheon, because they're making bank on just the prospect of war. Just in the past year, the stocks for Raytheon have increased 50% on the lead up to the conflict in Syria, and over the past month, 20%, just on the possibility of airstrikes happening in Syria. And this is because the stock has gone up from a low of $52 for the year to $75 for a high of the year. And this is because the weapon of choice that will be used in a conflict in Syria is the Tomahawk cruise missile, which is made by Raytheon. And so, to get a perspective on this, in 2011, during the strikes on Libya, the United States launched 122 Tomahawk missiles in one day. $1 million a piece, those things cost, and they have to be replaced. Now, there are lobbyists who go to Congress and say, well, we need you to spend more money on this and more money on that. Raytheon pays $7.5 million a year on lobbyists, and they pay $3.5 million a year in campaign contributions. 50% of Congress is getting campaign contributions from Raytheon so that they can go to them and go, hey, you know, we need you to buy some more cruise missiles. Doesn't matter whether or not we need them. Doesn't matter whether or not we can use them. They just want to sell more Tomahawk missiles. Raytheon has delivered 252 missiles this fiscal year, 361 last fiscal year at the cost of about $1 million each. And though Raytheon profits from these sales, the real profit comes from when the stock prices go up. And so, for instance, CEO William Swanson has 650,000 shares. That's gone up $25 a share each year based on the prospect of conflict in Syria. That's about, $16 million that his wealth has increased just based on the threat of war. But his is a drop in the bucket compared to the number one Raytheon investor, which is Vanguard Group, whose investment funds include 45 million shares of Raytheon, leaving their investors richer by $1,125,000,000, and now one missile has been fired.
Yeah, $1 billion for roughly $7 million in contributions to lobbies. Good investment.
The Vanguard Group is somebody we've heard about a lot in the past. They are invested heavily in many of the various defense contractors. Just a list of Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, Raytheon, Halliburton. This is their business. And, you know, this is old conspiracy news, but our old buddy Dick Cheney, you know, when he had to get rid of his Halliburton shares,
right.
Well, he took that money and put it into Vanguard, who then took it and put it into Halliburton.
Yeah,
how convenient, huh, Steve? It's the same old. Same old.
Revolving door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And, of course, this is the military-industrial complex. Well, you know, I mean, do these things go bad like Roman candles? I mean, do they have to shoot them off every 2 or 3 years or they go bad and they're no good anymore? I mean, why do they have to keep making more of these missiles? The question is, of course, is there anything that they have to use these on? And there are, I'm sure, some very, very dangerous situations, but they have to be conventional warfare theaters. They can't use these in a nuclear strike. They can't fire them at Russians or really even at Chinese or Libyans. You know, I think they're going to have to fire them in some place like where they can find somebody who's weakened like Syria or Lebanon. I think this is probably the target area will be Lebanon. As I've said before, because this is where Hezbollah is hiding out. This is where they're very well stocked to the teeth with very, very powerful missiles themselves. So I think that's really where the Raytheons will be going, Bob.
I think you might be right there, Steve-O. Okay, when we come back in the next segment, let's see if we can take a few phone calls, 800-313-9443. That's troll free at 800-313-9443. 9443, and of course next hour we're going to be joined by Christina Consolo, a Fukushima researcher and nuclear expert. That should be a very startling yet important show, so you don't want to miss that. I know it's tough to listen to, I know it's a scary prospect, but please tune in because it's going to be earth-shattering information, literally, or in this case, earth-radiating information. So we'll get to that in a little bit coming up next hour, next segment. We're going to take your calls as long as we get them, 800-313-9443. And, Steve, why don't you tease this story you sent me about Bloomberg? That's yeah. Mayor Bloomberg, right?
No, that was I have to get back to it here, look at it for a second. This is also from the Denver Post, the Spot Politics and Policy. This has a lot to do with the whole idea that, you know, they're using anything they can to try to identify the problems with gun control advocates as being anti-Semitic in this case because they're attacking Mayor Bloomberg.
Oy vey, they've used the anti-Semitic card, and when we come back, we'll tell you more about why they've done that.
Ground beef, eggs.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard Gear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll take some phone calls in this segment. Next hour, we got Christina Consola coming on to talk about the situation in Fukushima. Steve teased a story here about two former senators who are saying that the Bloomberg ad with Senator Giron is not anti-Semitic. These are Jewish senators, former Jewish senators. But Media Matters has a different take on this. They say, quote, the depiction of a Jewish leader as a puppet master is widely acknowledged as anti-Semitic imagery because of its relation to conspiracy theories about Jewish control of the political process or global government. Again, that's from Media Matters. Steve, we'll get into that story some more here in just a second, but as promised, I'll take a few phone calls, 800-313-9443. David's on the line. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Bob.
Are you aware that there are actually still four cities or communities, towns in southern Syria, and that there are two in northern Lebanon that still speak Hebrew, not Yiddish, actual biblical Hebrew, and the Israelis want to see those six communities totally wiped off to the face of the earth so that there's no one left speaking it as a native tongue. Are you aware of that?
Interesting. You know, I am not aware of that. It would not surprise me that the Ashkenazis are very much hell-bent on getting rid of the legitimate and genuine Jewish people of the region who actually speak the Semitic languages. Talking about anti-Semites, you know, the Ashkenazis, they don't speak the Semitic languages.
No, they don't.
So to call somebody who refers to them in a negative way anti-Semitic is a complete misuse of the grammar there.
And they still publish a actual Hebrew grammar book in Lebanon. It's still published for children to learn to speak Hebrew, not Yiddish, but to speak Hebrew. And I tried, it was advertised for quite some time, about 4 years ago or five, on eBay. And I tried bidding on it four times. And every time I tried to bid on it, they rejected my bid. I finally called a friend in Canada and asked him if he'd bid on it. He bid on it. He was the only one that bid on the book, and he got it. But for some reason or another, they weren't allowing anybody in the U.S. to bid on the book.
That's true.
They were actually blocking it.
Well, you know, I come from an Ashkenazi family, okay? So by no means is this a commentary on hate. This is not about hate. This is about a agenda that transcends the people, just like most agendas do, that is hell-bent on covering up the legitimacy and their heritage and looking at nothing more than control. And
another point that you might not be aware of. Have you seen it come out about 3 years, 4 years ago, a Bible called the Hebrew Interlinear, or the Hebrew Bible. Have you seen it?
No. Steve, have you?
You can actually...
Go ahead. It's from the original Dead Sea Scrolls. Is that what it is?
That's what it's supposed to have been. In fact, if you gentlemen know how to get a hold of a copy of the lithograph copy, which is on CD, and I know it's available since October of 1996, but I haven't been able to get a copy yet. I can read the Dead Sea Scrolls. And
I actually have some of that. John Trevor, I met John Trevor, Dr. John Trevor, many years ago, and he has a book out that is a photographic copy of the Book of Isaiah. I don't know if there are any of the others that he had or found, but you can get that in the library. There's not much commentary, it's just the book in Hebrew. And you have to, of course, as you know, David, read the Old Hebrew, which is a little different than the Masoretic.
And by the way, most Jewish Americans, including myself, are not taught to understand Hebrew. They're taught to read Hebrew letters, and they know how it sounds, but they don't actually know the meaning, which is interesting. So when
they tell you is Hebrew's not Hebrew. That's what we're trying to point out here. This Bible that's now out, and I can send you the links to it. You can actually download it for free on the Internet. It's called the Hebrew Bible. And I download it. I says, hey, great, I'm going to get something from the Dead Sea Scrolls. I downloaded the thing, and I immediately went to various texts in Isaiah that I'm familiar with reading from the Dead Sea Scrolls. I was disappointed. I went into the first 10 chapters of Genesis, and I was disappointed. It is not the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's Hebrew, all right. It is actually Hebrew. But all they've done is somebody's gone to the trouble to translate the Masoretic text into Hebrew.
Ah, I see.
And it reads word for word as the Masoretic text does. It is not the Dead Sea Scrolls, and it is not true Hebrew, what they've done. It's the true Hebrew alphabet and the true Hebrew words, but it's not the Hebrew Bible. It's the Masoretic text translated.
I believe that. Interesting point. Thank you for the call, David.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. And I think it's interesting what he said about the the Hebrews in Lebanon and Syria, and perhaps Iran. Iran's got a large Jewish community. I'm not sure that it's of the same lineage, but it seems that there is, that part of the equation here that we're missing out on. So it's very interesting to keep that into consideration. Let's fit in one more phone call before we finish this story here about Bloomberg and this ad of him being a puppet master that they're saying, well, might be anti-Semitic, might not be anti-Semitic. I'll let you determine that in just a second. But first, we're going to go to anti-Semitic Fred in Michigan. What's up, anti-Semite Fred?
Yeah. Well, in that context, let me just say, since 3 o'clock program Sunday, I can't recall the fellow's name. He's Arabic on Republic, 3 o'clock Sunday.
Hisham Talawi.
Okay. He had a guest, David Livingston. And I can't recall the name of his book, Livingston's book.
Terrorist in the Illuminati or something along those lines. I believe I heard some of that.
Okay. Thank you. I wish you would interview David Livingston, because I actually called in and asked him whether Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan data relative to Khazaria, Khazar, Zionist was accurate. And he identified the Sabbateans.
I heard that, yeah.
Which go way back, something like, whatever it was, 600?
It was 1666, and it was Rabbi Shabbat Tzvi is who started the whole thing. And he started it on June 18th, 666.
They were really influential at the time, Steve.
Yeah.
I mean,
uh-huh.
We're talking incredible influence.
And according to Barry Shabbos, they still are. They still are.
Right.
They comprise the Labor Party. Well, I often refer to the Labor Party as the Sabbatean Labor Party Jews, the Zionists, the political Zionists of Israel. They're the dangerous ones. They're Perez and people like that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, thank you for that, Steve, because I finally am grasping the reality that, as is true in every government, a Western government that has a Rothschild private central bank, it's becoming obvious it's these Sabbateans that have hijacked. They bought everybody off that could be bought off. And Raytheon sounds like, one of their military extensions. And I wouldn't be surprised if this Swanson guy is maybe one of the, Sabbatean operatives. And I bet
who knows? We'll have to keep our eyes out to see who fits that profile. Thanks for the call, Fred. All right, Steve, in the final seconds here of this hour, we're going to get to Christina Consolo to talk about the nuclear situation. Tell us about this story. How does our Koch brothers...
The Koch brothers.
I mispronounced it again. Koch brothers. Go ahead.
Two former senators who are Jewish say the Bloomberg ad that they ran with Senator Giron is not anti-Semitic. Apparently, they were being blamed for being anti-Semitic because they had a picture of Bloomberg orchestrating Angela Giron like a puppet, like a marionette. He was pulling the strings.
He's one of the Jewish puppet masters.
Right. Well, they said this was anti-Semitic, but as it turns out, both of the senators who ran the ad are Jewish.
Oops. Self-hating Jews.
Yeah.
Just like myself.
It could be, Bob. Yeah, it could be. But, I mean, the Koch brothers fit into this, too, because there was another ad that was running down there, and we wrote them up before. I said Bo Foster and Gordon, who were the Jewish senators, said that they weren't the ones that ran that ad, but there was one that the Koch brothers pulling the strings. That might have been anti-Semitic. It was another ad that was running. They got them confused.
Exactly. All right, next hour coming up in just moments with Christina Consolo on the Fukushima situation. Thanks, Steve.
All right, buddy. I'll be listening.
The Bob Tuscan. With finance.